You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
And 1-0. This is shot. That one driven. Gardner on the move. Can't get it. Hetz gets him against the wall. In to score Verdugo. Here comes Durant. He's coming in. He scores. The Red Sox tie it.
He did it.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
We continue here on BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Cody Decker and Dave Sherpin in for the Joes. You can follow us on Twitter, me at Decker6. And Dave, where are you at?
I am at SportsBK Consig for Sportsbook Consigliere. There's too many guys named Dave in the business. So staying away from that right now until we can figure something else out.
And of course, since we are both very, 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 very important people, you should definitely follow us. But also, more importantly than that, follow the show, BetQL Daily. And guys, really excited for this because a baseball-heavy show. I'm a baseball guy. Dave, you're a baseball guy. Yep. Let's bring in a third baseball guy. We need it. Keith Arizari, host of Better's Eye on MLB Network. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We're replacing the Joes, and basically three baseball guys is better than any Joe in the world. So come on, welcome, Keith. How you doing, man?
I'm with you. What's up, fellas? Good to be on the show with you.
Keith, what's up, brother? We were talking baseball. It's a little bit of a baseball-heavy show, so we had to have you on. I know you do the show every day. And you look at these player props, and do you have anything specific today that you like really like when you look at the card on a Friday today?
Yeah, you know, all right. So as I've done this show this year, and we're going on whatever it is, 3 months of this, and I've gotten very heavy into player props. I think there's a lot of value out there that you can find. And obviously on the show, Stryker and I always talk about find a plus value, you guys know. But with that, I like Manny Machado tonight, and I like his total bases. And I know that not every site does the total base prop. And Dave, you and I have talked about this a bunch. I like his total bases tonight. Give me two total bases at minus 125. I'd love it to be positive money, but we'll take the minus money there. Machado batting .365, four home runs over his last 15 games, two or more bases, five consecutive games. That's one of the ones I like. And obviously playing against the Marlins, you know, the Marlins are the Marlins. No offense to them, but, you know, that's a good play against the fish.
Well, me, I think plenty of offense to the Marlins. They're dreadful. But I will say I love that pick right out the gate because Manny Machado is actually my second half pick for potentially getting really high up in the MVP category for Major League Baseball. I'm expecting a big second half out of him. What do you think is going to happen in this next 8 to 9 days in the trade market? What do you think that's going to do to the actual MLB futures? And is there one player play out there that you think is going to drastically change the futures market?
So before the All-Star break and all of the issues that Joey Gallo has now had since coming off the All-Star break, I thought that he was going to make a big splash. And listen, he's still an All-Star and he's still a big bopper, can hit a lot of home runs. It makes a lot of sense for the Yankees to go after him. You could probably put him in center field. He wouldn't be a gold glove center fielder, but he'd be better than what they have right now. And you finally would have, finally have a lefty that could utilize being a lefty at Yankee Stadium. I think he could be someone. I don't understand the Trevor Story stuff to the Yankees. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Just the fact that, I mean, he's excellent, but doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I think Chris Bryant can obviously change the complexion of a team, whether it was, I don't know, the Mets are a team that's talked about, the White Sox are a team that's talked about. See, I think there's enough names out there, and there are some arms too, but from a gambling standpoint or a fantasy standpoint, I don't know if the arms are necessarily something we need to discuss here. But yeah, I think there's names out there that can make some changes. Nelson Cruz is gonna make a difference for the Rays. He's not Nelly Cruz of 2 years ago, but he's still gonna make a difference in that lineup.
Dude, were you watching the Yankees game last night? Do you have an explanation for what you saw? And if you were you holding a Yankees ticket on the game? Because there's a lot of people listening to the show that watch the game that are going, man, that one hurt. That one really hurt.
Dave. All right. So I live in New York, grew up a Yankees fan, but as I will readily admit, and I do this on radio shows all the time where I say, I'm a weird fan where I don't live and die with my team. I don't. I'm not the guy that my team loses and I throw a remote control at the television. I've never been that guy. I'm not that guy. And now with betting and fantasy sports, it gives you a new way to root, right? So check this out. Yesterday on Better Die, I think I hit on 5 out of 7 of the bets that I handed out, okay? That's a nice day, right? We do this thing called walk-off winner. And my walk-off winner yesterday was Xander Bogaerts to get 2 total bases. And when he got up in the 10th, I'm like, all right, we got one more at bat. We're going to get my second base I need. And he doesn't get it. And the Yankees lose. Come on! So
Staying on the Yankees, Keith, I got to say, Gerrit Cole pitching today. Odds not in his favor. How have you ever seen this? Do you think we're ever going to see this again? And what is actually leading to the odds makers thinking that Gerrit Cole is not the favorite to win his ball game today?
I mean, it's the changes of things in baseball appear to definitely be something of like, I don't know. Listen, Gerrit Cole was, you know, Cy Young worthy earlier on in the year. It looked like it was his award to win, and clearly it hasn't been, you know, great as of late. But, I mean, July 17th was, what, the rain-shortened game against the Red Sox, right? I think he had 11 strikeouts in that game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that July 10th, I think he – July 10th or 11th it was. I think it was the 10th. He had a 12 strikeout there. So it might actually be the time to get in. Like, this might be the day where you buy in on Gerrit Cole because you're getting in at a lower price.
All right. So you talk about Cy Young voting. How about MVP in the American League? You know, the odds are it's Ohtani's award to lose. It has been for months, but there's a guy that's coming up that's hitting bombs, had a great All-Star game, Vladdy. Is he live? Are we looking at odds to maybe take a shot on Vladdy to win the AL MVP?
Oh, he's definitely live, and I think you missed your window already. So here's the deal. Shohei, I looked at it yesterday. I haven't looked this morning. I know he's minus 300 to win the AL MVP as of yesterday. It's his award to lose, but you're looking at someone who struggled a little bit coming off the All-Star break, so you don't know what that means. You're looking at someone who has had injury issues in the past in Shohei Ohtani. You're also looking at someone that Mike Trout will be back in the lineup, you know, in a week or so. So if Trout comes back and is a world beater like we expect, does that almost take some of the shine away from Shohei? Let's go to Vladdy now, who right now is right there, could be the Triple Crown winner and would be the first one since Miguel Cabrera did it 7, 8 years ago, whatever it was. So there'd be that. Now, I crunched some numbers yesterday, and I think you guys will love this. I'm such a nerd with this stuff. So I was looking at park factor for Rogers Center. And in Toronto from 2010 to 2016, park factor leaned towards the hitter. It was a 112, which basically means it's 12 points better than the neutral of 100. If we go further, 2017 to 2019, and then you go through StatCast, which is the one that everyone's starting to use now, it's become neutral, basically 100. So it's not a pitcher's park. It's not a hitter's park. The reason I did that was because I was worried going away from playing in Florida, going away from playing at Salem Field in Buffalo, could that catch up to Vladdy and maybe he won't be hitting as many bombs. I'm no longer worried. I think that Vladdy is live. He was my pick before the year at plus 3,000 to win the AL MVP. couple of weeks ago on the show. I said at plus 2,200. If you believe in Vladdy, it was the time to get in. Then it was plus 1,100, and now we're talking to basically 2-1 odds.
BetQL Daily, Cody Decker, Dave Sherpin. We're talking right now with Keith Arizari, host of Better Zion MLB Network. Keith, we just talked about the AL MVP. Let's switch it over to the NL MVP because 2 weeks ago, it was seemed like it was odds-on favorite. Jacob DeGrom, no question about it. Cy Young, MVP. And I'm actually one of those guys, and you might be as well, that I'm never big on a pitcher winning the MVP award. That being said, first half of the season, to me, it's no question Jacob DeGrom. However, the second half, what are we looking forward to? What do we think? I mentioned already that I think Manny Machado is going to put his name right in the running for that MVP. Joe G this week throughout Max Muncy, which I think is a really fantastic pick as well. Who is someone that you think can really make a serious move for the NL MVP this second half?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So first and foremost, I'm with you, by the way, Cody, that I don't typically subscribe to giving an MVP award to a pitcher, but I was in on DeGrom because he was doing something historical. Like, I mean, the ERA, the way, I mean, everything you looked at, you said, all right, fine, I'm willing to do this. A lot of the sites, you can't even get your NL MVP odds because everyone's worried about this IL stint for DeGrom. With that, you said Machado. I think right now it's Tatis, right? Like, if it's not DeGrom, I think it's Tatis. 29 home runs, 23 stolen bases. He's going to be 30-30. There's a chance he's 40-40, if not at least 35-35. And on a Padres team that I think, and you just said you think they're going to heat up. I think they'll heat up in the second half also. They're going to be in the playoffs. So if I was going to do it that way, and I think before it was taken off the board, depending on which site you were at, Tatis was second in odds for NL MVP. So I would go with him, especially if DeGrom's IL stint ends up longer.
K.I., simple question. Who's winning the NL East? Because we're talking about it earlier, Cody and I, and, you know, the odds are this, the odds are that. He said it's wide open, even went to the point where the Marlins are 10 games back, and he goes, listen, it's not even out of the realm of possibility. I was joking, but I wasn't. He's right. I mean, it's that bad of a division. You tell me, who is winning that division, in your opinion?
I mean, can you tell me if DeGrom's going to pitch again? Because if DeGrom's going to pitch, it's the Mets, right? Like, I guess it's the Mets, and I think they're going to be the most active team at the deadline. Like, these are my assumptions. Minus 250, minus 175, depending on which site you're looking at. Again, I know that every network we work for, we look at different sites. But I guess it's the Mets. I guess Michael Conforto is starting to hit right now, right? Like, I looked earlier today. What is he? I know he was 0 for his last 11. But before that, four home runs, last seven games. McNeil is starting to hit a little bit. You would hope Lindor comes back. Like, I'm going to throw just an I guess. I guess.
They're minus 200. You're laying money on the Mets to win that division? Really?
What do you have the Phillies at? Because BetMGM has them at plus 450.
Okay. Are they live at plus 450, plus $4?
Yeah. I mean, Zach Wheeler is an awesome pitcher, right? And Bryce Harper still hasn't even been a monster yet this year. Like, I mean, I think they're live. McCutcheon's been good. I think the Phillies are live.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. We'll definitely see in the next 8 days because the Mets have been very, very vocal that they are going to make some moves. Zach Scott has been very clear that they want to add and they're going to add. Last question for you on my end here. We're talking about the Mets. What is it going to take? Who do they need? Do you think they need Bryant more or do you think they need Kimbrel more? Because I look at who he is and I cannot handing him a ball in it now.
Oh, that is such a good one. So I think that the New York fan base would be happier about Chris Bryant, someone that you can plug into any position on the field, a former MVP, a four-time All-Star. Kimbrel's tried and true and proven in the postseason. I think they need Kimbrel more, but I think it's really close. I do. I think they probably need Kimbrel more on the back end. I don't trust Diaz. I'm with you. I mean, listen, by the way, you see what's going on with closers out there, the Kenley Jansen situation with LA. I feel bad for him. Like, he should have been out of that game twice. Now Jansen has blown three consecutive save opportunities. The Dodgers have to start worrying a little bit, too, because they had a few hiccups with him last year. I know it panned out. It worked. They won a World Series. But they're another team that might be a little bit leery of their situation.
Hey, man, so we got like 60 seconds to the break. So you're a pro. And before we throw it back, to Cody to take us to break, the last question I want to ask you, and who would have ever thought that I would be asking you, is there a hotter team in baseball than the Detroit Tigers right now?
Dude, and they're great to bet on. The book hasn't really caught up on the Tigers yet. The Tigers on the money line today is plus 105. They've won seven in a row. Jonathan Scope is awesome at baseball. Like, they're such a fun team. I'm in. Sign me up for the Detroit Tigers, Dave. Sign me up.
We're all doomed. That's got to be the easiest play of the day. We're all doomed.
My God, I can't believe it. We're living in a world where the Tigers is the best bet of the day. My God, where this world has gone. Guys, I can't thank you enough. Really, Keith, absolutely great having you on. He's Keith Arizari. He is the host of Bettors on MLB Network. Thank you so much for joining us on BetQL Daily.
No problem. Good to be with you guys.
Great having you, man. Coming up in the next hour, Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. will be joining us. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. It's Cody Decker and Dave Sharapan on BetQL Daily from BetQL.